Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of His goodness and His kindness and His mercy. I will sing.
It's a simple song. Everybody join us and sing.
I'm
but it's your tender mercy I can see. Every day after day, a brand new mercy every day. More of your love every day. More of your help every day. New determination every day. A new reason for living every day. A new day to love every day. To show forth your wonders every day. To stand in your presence. Help me sing. Shabbat on the other voice. Help me sing. Sing it. Sing it.
Forever faithful toward me.
And you're
always providing for me.
Can you help me sing?
Great is your mercy.
Is that your testimony? Raise your voice and say, great is your mercy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies anew every morning. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, O God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping watch as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the battles that you won as we slept through the night, O God, in the name of Jesus, for us, for our children, for our families, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, O God. Father, we thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for life. We thank you, Lord, that you have never left us or forsaken us. Father God, we thank you that you are with us always. And so, Lord, we just praise you and we thank you. We adore you, O God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness, O God. You are great. You are awesome, O God. Awesome God. Awesome God, hallelujah. Awesome God, hallelujah. How great you are. You're God from the beginning and the end. Father, we praise you. We worship you. We adore you. We surrender our lives to you, O God. In the name of Jesus. We surrender every area of our lives to you, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Hallelujah. Have your way, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, O God. Take preeminence in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, take preeminence when we try to do these things on our own. We fail, oh God. But Lord, just because of you, because of your grace, great is your mercy. Hallelujah. Towards us, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, great is your mercy. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for your mercies that are new every morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we ask you this morning to move in our midst. Thank you for your presence. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we thank you. If I had millions of trillions and trillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. The angels cry out, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Oh, Father God, you're holy. We bless you, O God. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us. We repent of everything that we have done in thought, in words, in deeds, O God. Father, forgive us, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew our right and steadfast spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. O Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Show us where we should go. Lead us, guide us. Father, Holy Ghost, fall fresh on us. Teach us. Teach us, Almighty God. We bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory. Touch each and every one under the sound of my voice this morning in the name of Jesus, oh God. Touch us in a special way. Those that need healing. Father, we pray for healing. In the name of Jesus, heal us, oh God. Heal our spirit, souls, and bodies in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, oh God, from the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Set us free, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your precious blood, O God. Thank you for your redeeming blood, O God, in the name of Jesus. We soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses, O God, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, O God. In the name of Jesus, to do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray this morning for a fresh oil, a fresh anointing, O God. In the name of Jesus, let us be refreshed in you, O Almighty God. Refresh us in Christ Jesus. Refresh our spirits, our souls, our bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Refresh us, oh God. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Strengthen us. Let your strength be made perfect in our weaknesses, oh God. You are our strength. You are our strong tower. We cannot make it without you. We need you. Strengthen us, oh God. Empower us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. We are weak, but you are strong, oh God. Strengthen us. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Lord, you are the strength of our lives. When you are the strength of our lives, whom shall we be afraid? Lord, you are the strength of our lives. In the name of Jesus, you are the strength. And because you are the strength of our lives, we have this unspeakable joy. Joy that comes from you, oh God, because we totally depend on you and not ourselves. We walk in your power, in your might. We have no power or might of our own. Everything is from you. You are the source of our strength. You are our lifeline. So, Lord, we bow down before your throne of grace this morning. Humbly with humility, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Not with arrogance, not with pride, but humbly in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, oh God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around our children, grandchildren, spouses, our siblings, our nieces and nephews, and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless you and we praise you. When we look back over our lives, Lord, in all that you've done for us, all we can say, thank you, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning, accept our worship, our praise, our prayers, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. We bless God for you in Jesus' name. Let us turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel 13, verse 14. And then Acts 13, 22. We're continuing on God is looking for a man after his own heart. 14 says, but now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought from himself a man after his own heart. And the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you. Then we go to Acts 13:22. And if you get to your Bible, just write it down in Jesus' name. And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. Hallelujah. David, a man after God's heart. And God, we spoke yesterday about searching. God is searching. Even right now, God is always searching for men and women who are after his heart to do his will. Let us, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross. All of you, O Lord, and none of me, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, amen. Many times, sometimes we have parents that, we have parents that sometimes your children are there, or you like, you might have two or three or four or five, or when you have multiple kids, or your children say, Mommy, you like this one more than that one, or grandchildren, this one more than that one. But it's not so, because each child is different in their own way. Hallelujah. As the children, of course, as babies, all children cry. Children cry for their parents. If they live in the home of their parents, they're crying and oh. But what makes the difference? What makes the difference with one child parent and another child is how deep is that relationship? Some children, as they grow older, they choose to distance themselves from their parents. And there are others who will just be there for their parents 24/7. And they want to take care of their parents, and they want to do this and that. And as children, they develop this deeper relationship with their parents. And so we all do, you have three kids, or two kids, and then you will ask, let's say you need something. One, all of them have it, but one will be more receptive to you, give you more attention, give you what you need, respect you. That child isn't perfect. That child has done a lot of things and do a lot of things. But your heart is towards that child because that child is very attentive to you. Even when you scold that child, that child will not be resentful when you chastise them. And when you scold them, that child will easily apologize and say, oh, sorry, Mommy. I am so sorry, Daddy. I'm sorry, Mommy. And then the other child will be stubborn and will not say, I'm sorry. They will just be rebellious. And even if they're wrong, and the attitude and the disposition that you train all your children the same way, but there's some that will come with all these attitudes. And God will give you, of course, he gave us grace to deal with each of our children. What am I saying to you? David, I'm being after God's heart. Even when God, you could tell the difference, because look with Samuel, where God said, go to seek a king. I found a man after my heart in the house of Jesse. Or even Jesse forgot about his son, David. So David is in the field. David seems to be like the errand boy. David, he takes care of the sheep and the other boys. They're fighting in the war, and they're all Gilead, and it looks so, like soldiers, and all the squares showing us and everything. Hello, David, taking care of the sheep. Hallelujah, he's there taking care of the sheep. And even you look at that, and you know, being in the army seems to be a better career during those days than taking care of the sheep. Taking care of the sheep look like a menial job. But being in the army look like you got a higher position. Hallelujah. And so people might look at David's brothers better than they look at David. And then his brother tells him, what are you doing? You mischievous and all that stuff. His father sends him on errands to make David seem to be a curious young man. But David out in the field every day, taking care of his father's sheep. I don't know who I'm speaking to, that you've been out in that field watching over your father's sheep. And it seems to be like that's all you're doing, watching over your father's sheep, and promotion has come and passed you by. Whether you're on the job or in your family, promotion pass you by, and you're not even complaining. You're contented watching over the sheep. But you know, every time God gives you an assignment, in that assignment that you need to pick up from, God doesn't do things randomly. Everything God does is for a purpose. He's not, we don't have a frivolous God. Everything he does for a purpose. And so David is out there taking care of the sheep, his family's sheep. But what when you think about, why does God say, I've sought a man after my own heart? Because like when you're by yourself and you in the meadows with the sheep and you're watching over the flock and you're taking them down to get drinks and you're making sure that no lion or bear or different things come and hurt them. And the shepherd, the sheep knows the shepherd's voice. Seriously, it is the truth. Sheep knows the shepherd's voice. When I said the shepherd, those who I'm not talking in the spiritual sense. I'm speaking realistic. I won't say realistically. I'm speaking physically, that the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd. Taking care of a sheep, to me, it's difficult. Because, you know, sheep, they're stubborn. And sometimes they want to stray away, and you got to watch over them. You got to take them. You got to make sure you take them not where the running water beside the still water is, because the running water, they were drawn in the running water. That's how dumb sheep, taking care of a sheep is difficult because they're dumb. Hallelujah. They think they have it all, but they're dumb. They're dumb. Taking care of the sheep, you got to make sure that the wool is cleansed from every kind of stuff, different things. And when the sheep get on fall down, literally, you got to turn it over. Otherwise, you will be attacked by bears. They like to wonder. So it's, to me, it's not a job that is easy. It's a difficult job. And you know what I say? It's not a job that's easy. Taking care of the sheep, David's father, Jesse, is a wealthy man. The sheep, how many livestock, sheep and cattle and things you have, is like your finances, your money. When David lose those things, the sheep, you're losing income for your family. Praise the Lord. David has to do responsibility. But what is God doing right there when he's taking care of the sheep? God is training him. God is watching him. God is training him with him not even knowing he's being trained out there. Hallelujah. And David begins to worship and sing songs. And he speaks to God because he's by himself. I don't know about you, but I like the quietness. I like the quietness. Quietness, that's why I love the night hours, because you are so quiet. You can pray and no one can disturb you. No telephone rings. You can have that communion with God. Hallelujah, in the quietness. Hallelujah. So what is happening? He's being developed by Almighty God without even knowing. Hallelujah. He's being trained. You know, sometimes we don't understand things in our lives. And we cry, oh, the devil did this. The devil did that. He didn't do anything. God is training you. But Apostle Marco, how many years of a training is between you, God? God knows how long. There's a set time of favor. There's a set time. There's seasons. Some seasons are longer than some in the spiritual realm. God's time is not man's time. God's ways are not man's ways. God steps into time. God creates time. When that Kairos movement comes, it turns into a Kairos movement. A Kairos movement when God steps into time. He steps into time. And not into time, he steps into your time. Oh, hallelujah. One woman, you hear some popular songs that Whitney used to sing, give me just one moment of time. And all God needs to do is to step into that your time. Hallelujah. And things change. Hallelujah. Because now, as he steps into your time, it becomes a movement. Hallelujah. That God opens doors. That favor is shielding you. Oh, God, I pray you don't miss it. You don't miss that. Because God's been watching you. He's seeing how dedicated you are. He's saying that he can trust you. David is a man after God. God can trust David because God watched over David, how he kept his father's sheep. David faith in God. David trusted God. That's why David was so courageous with Goliath. He said to Saul, look, I took a lamb out of the mouth of a lion and a bear. That's being courageous, and he's bold. See that he's a warrior. He's bold and courageous. Hallelujah. He's not gonna let that lamb, that bear take that lamb. He's so bold that he takes the lamb out of the mouth of the bear. Oh my God, that's boldness. He takes it. He cares. Hallelujah. You're not. David trusts God. David is bold and courageous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David is humble. You see humility with David. You see that David always spent time watching. Look at the Psalms. Even before David asked God, he always praised and worshiped God. Hallelujah. Yes, David makes mistakes. a man after, a woman after God, no, you, that we do make mistakes. You do make mistakes. But when you recognize that you have fallen, you repent. You have a repentant heart. You're not full of pride and arrogance. Lord, I have sinned and I have fallen short. David admits. He doesn't blame anyone. David forgives. He forgives. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. David is a worshiper. He worships God. Hallelujah. When David sinned with Bathsheba and David had Uriah killed. How can you say David is a man after God's heart when you see adulterous life and you see that he's a murderer? But when Nathan confronts him, that's where you see him. Psalm 51 comes in. He repents. He doesn't say, I didn't do that. He doesn't look for excuses. David is a worshiper. Hallelujah. God is looking for a man and a woman after his heart. Constantly, constantly. It's not a one-time thing. And so maybe you might say, I've been in this storm, but in the storm he's with you because you've been trained. Hallelujah for the next generation. He has a specific assignment for you. Hallelujah. Can he trust you? Hallelujah. He's seen your faithfulness through the years. He's seen your boldness and your courageousness through the years. He's seen your heart of worship. He's seen that you have faith and you trust in him. He's saying that you have a heart to forgive others just as he forgives you. He's saying that when you do wrong, when the Holy Spirit convicts you of sin, you see the humility of your heart that you repent. My brothers and sisters, this word is for you this morning. Hallelujah. You personally, individually, you are a woman after God's heart. And wherever you are, you're a man after God's heart. I want you to profess those words. You've been going up and down, up and down, up and down, because you are a man and woman after God's heart. The devil will not bother you if you didn't have something great in you. And God has placed everything in you, in me, to overcome the powers of the enemy. My brothers and sisters, it is time for the chorus movement in your life. Tap into it. Don't let it pass you by. Don't look at it like nothing. This is your time. This is your season. God's ways are not man's ways. God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. Just come with bold, be bold and courageous. Take a step of faith. Don't look back. Remember not the former things. Move forward. God has empowered you, engineered. He's placed everything, an overcomer. Hallelujah in him. A man who is willing, a woman who is willing to do his will. I am a woman after God's heart. You repeat that. Say it out. I decree and declare. I am a woman after God's heart. Say it out in the atmosphere. I decree and declare and prophesy. I am a woman after God's heart. By the time you say the word I am, there's an activation. Hallelujah. I am a woman after God's heart. Don't look down at me. I am a woman after God's heart. Don't take me for granted. I am a woman after God's heart. Don't mess with me. I am a woman after God's heart. Hallelujah. And so, Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you for your word. In the name of Jesus, we receive the word. Let it be embedded in our spirit. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for choosing us, empowering us, ordaining us. We bless your name, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Huria masandiria koriasi. Forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And I roared and I said, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.